The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hey, beautiful. I'm just like working through a thought right now, and I want to share it. And it's this concept of like a bucket list. Like, I was thinking about my original bucket list. I'm thinking of like circa 2018 when I first started dreaming of this sort of life. Like life on the road, or life living out of a bag, being able to travel full-time, work on the road. You know, when I first started dreaming about that life, not knowing that this was where I'd end up, like, my bucket list was compiled of like three things that feel noteworthy to me. One of them was to do a through hike by myself, meaning like a week-long hiking trip where you're camping while you're hiking, getting from like going from one location and hiking all the way to another and ending there, or doing a whole big loop are some of the through hikes as well. I had like a bucket list. That was one of the bucket list items, do a through hike by myself. And then one of the other ones was do a 10-day silent meditation retreat. And the last one was live in a van for some time period. Live in a van and like travel cross country, or knowing me, it would probably be like Pacific Northwest, West Coast, Southwest sort of like van life experience. I'd say I made that list right around the time when I quit my grad program. So that was like 2017, 2018 when I quit my grad program, and I didn't go to grad school in Chicago. And like, you know, that was a while ago now. Like, it's closing in on like the second half of 2023. And I was like thinking about how I haven't accomplished any of those things, and any of those three things. And like, that doesn't bother me. And I think it's because like I was like dreaming from a place that I'd never dreamed before. Like, that was a time in my life when I finally let myself dream about things that I thought I would enjoy doing. I thought that I would enjoy doing all of those things. And like, I don't know, I was thinking about the through hike, for instance, because I was really inspired by like Cheryl Strayed's Wild. It's like one of my favorite novels of all time. One of those novels that will always be in like my line of books, that's like an absolute favorite. We'll always read it over and over again. It is just phenomenal. And Reese Witherspoon's film adaptation of it is just also incredible. But anyway, like, I was thinking about the through hike. Like, why did I want to do the through hike? Like, why was that on my accomplishment list? And what I realized was that at that point in my life, I'd never done anything independently. Like, I'd never left my hometown in Indiana. I'd never left for more than like a couple weeks on a trip, you know, like maybe the longest being like a 2-week, 10-day vacation or something like that. You know, other than that, I'd never been on a trip before. Maybe I made this list before I even did my psychology internship in Sri Lanka in 2017. I'm not sure. Because I was like, I've just never done anything independently. It's always just been like somebody else has been there with me, or I just want to prove to myself that I can do that. And then I was just like, well, I did just live in a foreign country for an entire year by myself. So maybe that's why a through hike doesn't seem all that special to me anymore, you know? And the 10-day silent meditation retreat was because I really wanted to get in touch with my spirituality. I really, really wanted to be able to like battle some of my demons. I wanted to be able to like like, get a grip on my mind, because at that point, I did not have a grip on my mind. I felt very controlled by my thoughts. A lot of them would, like, thoughts would eat me alive at that time in my life. And so it felt like being able to, like, tame a beast, you know, going to a 10-day silent meditation retreat, and I assumed I'd come out like a yogi or something, you know, like a fucking practiced monk, like, totally, you know, at peace within myself. like, but then I think about all the inner voice work that I've done and how I accomplished, I think it was maybe 2019, 2020, I accomplished nearly an entire year within my meditation practice. I had gotten so practiced within meditation and had learned, I learned that, like, once my meditation practice really, really deepened, I learned that, like, I had a unique style. Like, I had a unique way that my mind needed to be spoken to in order to stifle it or to calm it down in moments when it was, like, flipping out, you know, about anything. When I was, like, ruminating on something, when I was dwelling on something, when I felt, like, in the pits of depression, or I had invasive, compulsive thoughts, like, I had really dark thoughts for a very long time because I have a very dark history, as you know. And so, like, my brain can take me to very dark places. And so that was sort of what I wanted the meditation retreat for, to be able to battle the dark areas of my mind. But then I ended up accomplishing that without the meditation retreat. And then also, when it came to living in a van, traveling, you know, the West Coast or whatever, traveling the PNW. At that point in time, I didn't even know that I was called to or interested in the PNW. In fact, I thought that I wouldn't even want to visit Washington State. Don't ask me why. I literally don't understand why I did not want to visit Washington State. And I remember my mind throwing a hissy fit when the moment came to actually need to go into Washington State, which is a whole other story, side story of, like, when I was traveling along the West Coast a few years ago, like, my mind threw a fit, and then it ended up being the place that I lived in. But so anyway, like, the van life was because I wanted to, like, explore the country. I wanted to find a place that I wanted to live. And I knew it wasn't Indiana. Like, I knew it absolutely wasn't Indiana. I wanted to get away from Indiana as fast as I possibly could. And then when, you know, me and my ex-boyfriend had been traveling in, like, 2020 for about 6 months, we did that along the West Coast and the Pacific Northwest, mostly in the Pacific Northwest, and then ended up finding, you know, the city in Washington that I ended up living in for almost 2 years before I came to Bali. And so, like, it's so interesting, isn't it? I was looking over all of these different bucket list items, and I realized that I had basically manifested all of them, the bucket list. Like, even though I didn't accomplish the actual bucket list item, like, the thing that I really wanted became accomplished. Like, I tamed my mind. I found a way to control my thoughts and to feel comfortable within my mind. Like, that is probably the bucket list item that I never anticipated being able to accomplish. But finding a way to be comfortable within myself, within my mind, within my thoughts, to be able to not be afraid of the potential for dark thoughts, dark places that my mind could take me. I mean, I didn't need a 10-day meditation retreat for that. Like, it, first of all, it took a lot longer than a 10-day meditation retreat. But, you know, it was like, it still was accomplished. And it was accomplished in a way that worked for me. And then, you know, traveling in the van, like, I did accomplish that. I absolutely accomplished that. It just wasn't living in a van, but the end result was still the same. I got to explore, I got to travel, I got to find a place that I actually liked, and I learned that I love the Pacific Northwest, and that's where I want to live, you know, unless I run across another place at some point in my travels that I'd like to be in more. And then what was the other one? To do a through hike. It was just to, like, that was to establish my independence. And like I said, I've been living in a foreign country for an entire year by myself. And I'm also, you know, I've been doing it single. You know, all the other traveling experiences that I had, like part of the time that I was living in Washington, I was doing that with significant others. I was doing that with boyfriends. And none of it was done in independence. Like, yes, I got from Indiana to Washington independently, but I wasn't alone for very long. But the entire year that I've been in Bali, I've been alone. I've never roomed with another person. I've never shared my villa with another person. I haven't even had anyone sleep over at my villa ever. You know, I think that I went on like a couple stray dates in the first few months that I was here. And then at like month three, I just like gave it up. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm absolutely not doing this. I'm not. And so like the independence factor that I was seeking, you know, in the through hike, accomplished. Doesn't mean that I'd never want to accomplish any of those things, like actually go do any of those. I mean, honestly, I probably don't want to live in a van now, but maybe like rent a van. You know, I have a friend who just did that in Italy with another one of her friends. They rented a van together and were and lived in it and like traveled in it across like throughout Italy for about a month. And they did it together. And I was like, that sounds like I could do that, but not like living in a van, you know, like packing up everything and just like shoving it into a van and like going cross country. Maybe I could do like a couple weeks a month, but it would also have to be either alone or with someone like very specific. Cause I don't know if I could like handle that small of a space with, you know, any old person. But anyway, like, I don't know, I was thinking about all of those things and I was feeling really good. Like, I feel like I've accomplished like the big things that I had on my bucket list when I first set out on this, like, I don't know, weird life that I'm living now. And then it got me wondering, you know, like, what's on my bucket list now? Because yes, I accomplished everything on my then bucket list, you know, and like, it was a pretty short bucket list. Those were just like things that I thought would be really cool to accomplish. And, for the reasons that I talked about before, but I was like, what do I want next? Like, what's the next, like, I don't know, like a big accomplishment that I'm desiring to achieve. And I realized that like, when I look back at everything that I've accomplished in these last few years, I feel really satisfied with it, right? Like, it's really cool that I quit corporate and, like, without a plan and I made it work. You know, it's really cool that I got to travel the way that I did along the Pacific Northwest for like 6 months. And then it's really cool that I, you know, that I moved to Washington State by myself. It's really cool that I moved to Bali and I've been living here for a year. Like, those are all really amazing, like, bucket list items, you know, for me personally, outside of just the accomplishments of those other things. Like, those were like bucket list items that I didn't realize I had, you know, doing all of those things. And I was like, but what's like the next cool thing that I want to do? And I like couldn't find anything. And I was just like, that's interesting, because, you know, for the last handful of years, that's all I've been, you know, my mind has been constantly fixating on is like these amazing things that I want to accomplish. And you know what it was that I settled on? My next bucket list item isn't like a physical manifestation. It's not a physical manifestation of like accomplishing something physical. Like, you know, I do still have like physical desires, obviously. Like, I but they feel a little bit more practical almost. Like, I want to own land or, like, have property, you know, that's mine that I can go travel to. I want to, you know, publish a couple of books. I want to, like, they're just, like, normal life things, I feel like. Adult things, if you will. But, like, I also have other dreams. Like, I still want to be able to travel, and I still have a lot of places on my list of travel destinations. Like, I really want to go to New Zealand. I really want to go to Italy, and I want to go to Scotland and Portugal and Switzerland. You know, maybe one day I'll find my way back to South Asia to explore a little bit more in different areas other than where I've been to, like Singapore and Bali and Vietnam for a little while, and Malaysia for a little while. Like, maybe I'll come back here eventually and explore from a different perspective. But, like, I feel like the thing that I really want to accomplish next is to be able to continue maintaining the life that I have in a different way. It isn't like this wild, magnificent, crazy, overwhelming, like big, showy manifestation. Like, it is just being able to maintain what I've been doing for all these years in a different way. And, like, what I mean by that is, like, yes, all of those bucket list items have been checked off the list. But the ways, it reminds me of the manifestation process, because, you know, like, they say you have to let go of the how, like, how something is going to happen, and, like, just be fixated and satisfied with the way that it feels when you have it. And I'm like, I've never had a problem with the way it'll feel when I have something, right? Like, when I was manifesting Bali, I knew it was going to feel the way that it felt, the way that it's been feeling. It's just magical. I mean, like, it's probably better than I ever imagined that it would feel, honestly. Like, I couldn't imagine that Bali would be as magical as it is. And it's interesting because there are some people who visit here and they're like, I don't even understand why people like this place. And I'm like, you just don't see the magic, babe, and that's fine. Bali's just not for you. It's fine, but Bali to me has been magic. Like, when I look out my window, I'm like, that is magic, what I'm looking at right now. And that's not the problem. Like, when I thought about the Pacific Northwest, when I thought of pine tree forests and, like, kayaking on crystal clear lakes and hiking through mountain ranges, like, it all felt like that was easy. You know, it was easy thinking about those things. But it was like the how piece that I feel like I've kind of gotten a little bit screwy. And, like, when I look back, I'm like, what are the pieces that I didn't enjoy over the last handful of years? What are the pieces that I didn't like? And the pieces that I didn't like were, like, the waiting periods between being in one place and getting to the next. Like, between still being in Indiana and then moving to Bellingham. Between, you know, still being in that apartment before my ex-boyfriend and I started traveling the Pacific Northwest and actually being in the process of doing it. It was like the waiting period. It was like the still being in Bellingham, but knowing that I was going to eventually be in Bali. That piece, like the lull periods. And then the actual doing of it, like, it feels a lot like the way that it was always accomplished. And it sort of felt like I was lighting a match and like walking away with like everything on fire behind me, you know? And it was like really painful, you know? Every time I've had to go and shift into a new place, move to a new area, meaning like these big moves that I've made in these last handful of years. Every time I've done it, it's felt a lot like really painful, really unpleasant. And And I've been in a lot of pain moving into the new place because of it. You know, like coming to Bali, that was like the worst pain. It was horrible, traumatizing. Like, it was one day I was like, I don't really know, like, I'd like to do it, but I'm not in any rush. I'm not going to rush the process. And then the inner voice like smacked me across the face and was like, go buy your ticket right now. And I was like, the plane leaves in 10 days. I haven't even sold any of my shit. And the inner voice was like, do it. And I was like, okay. And, you know, setting my relationship, all of my belongings on fire as I walked away. It was so unpleasant. And, you know, it was like, I've never not cared to walk through an airport with tears streaming down my face before, but that day I didn't care. I was like, and then the first few weeks in Bali, it was like, what the hell did I just do? I just set my whole life on fire back in the place where I thought I wanted to be for the rest of my life. Like, I thought that's the place where I wanted to be. And I just like dropped everything. You know, it was like, I manifested it, but I manifested it in a way that was like really, really dissatisfying. And, but then like once I was out of the accomplishing of it phase, you know, and it was done and I was in the middle of all of it, that was when it got to be satisfying. That was when it was like, this is amazing. But the process of getting from A to B, the actual moving from A to B, oh my God, it was like I was giving birth and horrible ripping pain. I'm getting like, you know, sent to the ER in screaming pain. I'm like being ripped apart. The baby's breech. I gotta have a C-section. And then, you know, my oxygen's dropping. They think I'm gonna die. And like, it all works in the end. You know, it all works in the end. The baby's fine. I'm fine. Save for a couple of nasty scars, but like, I'm fine. That's sort of the way that it all feels. Like all the last big manifestations, like the big drops, have just been like really, really not fun. Like ripping, like I'm ripping myself apart to move into this new phase of my life. And I was like, you know, I've been focusing so much on the work of being a deliberate creator and knowing that I'm a fucking creator, because literally look at everything that I've been able to accomplish. So what is it about the process of getting from A to B that I'm having such a hard time with? And this was like paired with one of the stories I was sharing in my my most recent podcast episode, where I was talking about like the story of me with the way my money mindset was, and why this is why I think like my new like bucket list item is very different from the rest of them. Because I feel like the way that I've always believed, right, that I could do these things, and that's why I end up in the positions that I do. But like the means to get from A to B, the ability to get there peacefully, it's like I don't believe that I can do that. I've never believed that I could do that. I've never believed that I could be able to maintain the relationship. I've never believed I could keep all of my belongings and move to a new place. I've never believed that I could, you know, have enough money to be able to keep a place that feels comfortable to me, that I could go back to, you know, have a home away from my vacation places. You know, like I've never believed that I could do any of that. Like when I look back, I'm like, I always believed that it was going to be really hard. I always believed that I could do it, but it was going to suck. That it was going to suck until I was there. That everybody was going to be angry at me. I always believed that everyone was going to be so mad, that everybody would be critical, that everybody would be critiquing me and telling me that it was the wrong decision, that everybody would be, you know, these are the stories that I'm constantly running in my head when I look back at each of these time frames. I always felt like I needed to lie to the people in my life, hold out until the last minute to tell them about the thing that I was going to do, because I was afraid that their opinions of what I was wanting to do next were going to make me believe less, you know? And I think that that's evidence already of me not believing entirely, right? Because, like, the thought of somebody criticizing me isn't real. Like, that's just an illusion that my mind is creating. Like, that's not a real bit of criticism that I'm receiving in that moment. That's just me creating a picture of my in my head of, like, one of my family members telling me that I'm fucking stupid and that I'm never going to be able to pull this off. Like, that's my own mind. That's my own creation in that moment. That's not actually one of my family members. What my family members, you know, like, if I'm having a visual of my mom saying something, which honestly, I never think of my mom when I'm thinking of stuff like this. But, like, if I think of some random family member saying something, like, right now to me that's really critical and it makes me feel triggered, like, that's not them. They're not here. Like, they're asleep because it's like 5 o'clock in the morning in Chicago right now. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning Chicago time, so they're asleep most likely. And even if they were awake, they're not here in Bali criticizing me. I'm not on the phone with them. So the image that I'm creating in my mind in those moments is literally just me critiquing myself and plastering one of my family members' faces on the, you know, on the voice that is my own. So, like, those were always, like, the stories that I was spinning and, like, thinking and believing that it was just going to be hard, that it was going to be hard that I would do it. It was like, yeah, it's really going to suck, but, like, you're going to get there. So just, like, power through, baby. Power through until you actually get there. It'll be fine. Once you, like, you know, get through the sucky part, it'll be fine. And it's like, but if I'm a deliberate creator, why would I choose that? Why would I choose for getting from point A to B to suck? Why would I choose that? Why would I choose for it to be hard? Why would I expect for it to be difficult? Why wouldn't I decide that I want it to feel easy? Why wouldn't I decide that I want it to feel, like, relieving or fulfilling or exciting? Like, why would I choose for it to feel like the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life? And, like, maybe to some degree that's true and there's truth to it, because every time I have moved from point A to point B in this world, it has been like a ripping apart. But maybe if I decide early enough in advance that it's not going to feel that way, that's not what I'll continue manifesting. That's not what I'll continue creating. That's not the way that it will continue unfolding. If I decide that everything between now and where I get to next is going to be satisfying, not just being in the middle of the next phase, having accomplished the hard thing that I have to do to get there, but, like, from now until I get there can just feel good, can just be easy, can just be fulfilling, can feel fucking satisfying, like, why wouldn't I choose that? And so, no, I don't have this, like, crazy magnificent bucket list item, this thing that's like, you know, I want to establish my independence, I want to live in a foreign country, I want to travel, I want to get out of Indiana, I want to do all the things. I did it all. Like, there's so much more, but what I want first is to know that I can get from point A to point B and still be good and still be happy and not rip my life apart to get there. Not rip my life apart, not to rip my relationships apart, to set all of my belongings on fire and walk away, feeling like I can never go back. You know, sometimes I catch myself on my terrace here in Bali, like, overlooking the rice paddies, and I'm like, I'm gonna be leaving soon, and I'm never gonna be able to come back. And then I catch it, and I'm like, why? Why can't I ever come back? Who said that? Who decided that I can't come back? Who decided that I can't come back here? Who decided that I can't come back to the same villa that I'm in right now? And if I don't end up in the same villa, like, why would I want to be in the same villa? Is it because I'd want to be in a place that feels like home, in a place that feels comfortable, that feels satisfying, that feels beautiful? Is it because I've missed my dogs, my street dogs. Is it because of, like, what would it be because of? And can I just let myself want those things when I come back and not make it mean that it's going to come back and I'm going to be in a totally different place with totally different people, a totally different experience? Like, all the things that I'm walking away from when I leave Bali are still going to be here. All the things that I loved about Washington State and the city I was living in, like, it's all still there. All the things that I loved about the Midwest, even though I hated the Midwest and I felt like it was my prison cell. But, like, when it's not a prison cell, what do I like about it? What makes me want to go back? You know, like, if I don't feel like I'm imprisoned by these places and, like, when I break free, I can never go back. Otherwise, I'll be swallowed up again by the prison that it was. Like, what did I love about it? And can I let myself want those things from a place of freedom rather than a place of feeling like I either can have it and just that, or have nothing at all, like have it and not have any of it? Like, can I just, like, let myself want both things? Can I want to, like, be able to go back and visit my hometown because I want to go eat sushi at my favorite sushi place, and I want to go to the dunes, and I want to, you know, go look out at Lake Michigan, and I want to visit my friends that I haven't seen in years, and I want to go to my favorite restaurants, and I want to see my parents and my sister and my brother and my nephews, and, like, can't I just desire to be there? And desire for it to be easy to get there. Can I just, like, let myself believe that there's a way that's easy? That it doesn't have to tear me apart to get there. That it doesn't have to completely shred me down and be the next, you know, story of my, I don't know, like, you know, just another traumatic story that I get to tell about how I manifested something, but it fucking sucked. It fucking sucked until I was in the middle of it. Like, can't... My next bucket list item is for it to just all be good. And, like, honestly, I feel like that's a little bit scary because I don't know if... I don't know if I've ever had a period in my life when it's all just been good all the time. It's always been, like, these really beautiful, expansive periods that eventually end and then, you know, give birth to the next one. But it's always, like, there's this lull, this period where it sucks again for a while. And I feel like the periods between when things really start to suck... are getting, like, the sucking periods are becoming shorter, and the periods that feel good are becoming much longer, that's for sure. And the expansion within those beautiful periods are becoming, like, the words, I don't have the words to describe them, but it's more, it's always more than the time before. It always feels more joyful and more exciting and more fulfilling and more enlightened and more intuitive, and I feel more like myself each time. But I do think that it's a little bit scary to think of it just being good. And of course, like, you know, life happens and you know, the bad times come, or bad thoughts, bad circumstances present themselves, that's fine, I get it, and I'm not trying to, you know, spiritually bypass, you know, like, the ups and downs of life. Like, I live for the ups and downs of life, you know, like, pain doesn't scare me, clearly. I, like, pain does not scare me at all. I'm not afraid to feel pain, I'm not afraid to look at it and live within it, and to bask in it at times. It's just, I think that there's a difference between accepting, you know, negative circumstances and like the normalcy of negative circumstances, of things that just aren't pleasant to deal with, and then also like putting yourself on a journey that you think has to be painful in order to accomplish it, you know? Like, there's a difference between, it almost makes me feel like a martyr. I don't know if martyr is the right word, but, you know, like, I don't have to decide that, like, in order to get to the next blissful place, that I have to feel even worse pain than I did before, you know? Like, I don't have to be in the pits of hell in order to get to, like, the next good place. I can just let the whole thing flow. I can just let the whole thing flow. And I feel like that, for some reason, feels like a really simple bucket list item in comparison to what I've been wanting. It doesn't sound as cool. It doesn't sound as like exciting or whatever. Like, I'm gonna go back to the Midwest and it's gonna be easy. Like, you know, that doesn't sound as exciting as I'm gonna move across the country by myself as a single female, having just been dumped, broken someone's heart. I don't know. Like, I still, at this point, I'm very confused about how that relationship ended, if I'm honest. He either broke up with me or I broke up with him, or we decided to break up together, or it just like ended without us even talking about it, and then it was just over. It was the weirdest thing, and I still don't get it, but it is what it is. You know, like, that's happening, and also I moved to Washington State all by myself. I moved to Bali, Indonesia, and I've been living there for a year by myself. Like, that's a really cool accomplishment. And now it's like, I'm gonna fly back to Chicago and I'm gonna like it. And I'm gonna leave and I'm not gonna be sad when I leave Bali. I'll be sad because, you know, it's like, I'm gonna miss you, but I'll see you again. I'll be back when I want to come back. But for right now, I'm sick of you. So I'm not that sad that I'm leaving, because I know I can come back. I know I'll see you again. You know what I mean? It's like you spend so much time with someone that you get sick of them, and like, leaving for a little while doesn't make you sad. You're not gonna like cry when you say goodbye. So like, I don't know. That's my next bucket list item. My next bucket list item is breaking this fucking cycle. Breaking this absolute fucking cycle. I'm done with it. I don't like it. And I get to decide that I don't like it and that I don't want to do it anymore. I get to decide. And I am deciding. This isn't just about money. It's not just about what I allow myself to earn or, you know, accept. Like, that feels like a cycle that I've... See, like, this is the thing I love about the work, because this started as a thing about money. You know, when I first was really picking at this, I was like, this is about money. Like, if I had more money more consistently, like, it would all be fine. But, like, when I look back at all of those scenarios, whether I had money or not, it still would have been ripping and shredding myself. Like, the money wouldn't have saved me. The money wouldn't have saved anything. It wouldn't have saved the relationships. It wouldn't have stopped the relationships from dissolving. I don't even think it would have stopped me from getting rid of a bunch of my stuff, because at the time, like, the thought process that I had was, I don't want to be burdened by anything or feel like I'm required to come back because of things, you know? So I don't even think that like money would have saved me from that. It's just like the common factor is that I, somewhere in deep down inside of me, believed that it had to be hard. And I feel like when I started doing the money work, when I really started doing the money work here a few months ago, and like I started seeing things changing, it feels like in doing that, I like woke something else up. I woke up, and you know, like, when you start, I've noticed that when I start changing my thoughts about certain topics, and I'm thinking about them in satisfying ways, in ways that I never thought of them before, and in ways that, like with money, a lot of the ways that I thought about money felt so normal to me that I didn't realize that it sucked to think about those things, you know, like it just was like a normal thing. Like I didn't think twice of it. I didn't think that there was a problem with my mindset, you know, and it wasn't until I really started digging in that I was like, oh yeah, like this is a deep, dark pit of not fun things that I'm feeling and thinking about this topic. But it was like, until I dove in, I couldn't see it. You know, I couldn't see it all clearly. And now I feel like because I was able to do that and I was able to like start thinking and feeling differently about money in general, now it's like this aspect of things like holy shit, if I was really thinking that way in a way I didn't even recognize for so long until I did, until I did the work, then like what else am I thinking negatively about, you know? And that was when this realization came to me, like why do I make it so difficult every time I'm gonna do something new? Like why do I make it so hard on myself? Why do I think that it has to be so painful? Why do I let it, like I don't think I knew that I could choose. I don't think that I knew that I could choose something different. You know what I mean? Like our minds, the reason I'm so passionate about this work and like the power of desire is because I feel like so many of us fall victim to that, you know? Like we fall victim to believing that there's only two options. Keep it all or burn it all to the ground. Keep it all or burn it all to the ground. Sometimes burn it all to the ground is like absolutely the right thing to do, right? But sometimes there's like a middle option that we're not even aware of. Like sometimes there's a middle option. Sometimes there's a way to get what you desire that you just can't see. And if it feels bad to think about both, you know, keep it all or burn it all to the ground, if it feels bad to think both of those things, then it is the middle ground, because the thing that you really want, the thing that I really want, is the middle ground. It feels good when I think about it. And when I get it, when I have it, it's going to feel good. When I get it and I have it, it's going to feel good. And so I want the process of like receiving it to feel that way too, you know? And that means that like receiving and knowing what it is that I have to do is going to feel good. It's not going to be like, if I could go back and I could choose how I came to Bali and I could, you know, see the way that I was like sort of putting all of this weight on myself to, I think that I would have chose differently. I would have, not that I wouldn't have come, it's just I would have let myself think about the getting here differently. Does that make sense? I would have thought about like how I'm gonna get to Bali differently. If I could go back with the knowledge that I have now and think about the way I moved from Indiana to Bellingham, I think that I would have gone about it differently. I would have gone about it differently. I can't know exactly what I would have done, but I would have wanted the process to feel better. And like, that's the thing that's the most important to me now. That I feel better when I move from point A to point B. When I feel better from point A to point B. And you know what's weird is like, I do feel good right now. I feel better than I probably have in months. Like, and not only better in like, not even better in just like the fact that I'm enjoying myself and like I'm surrounded by beauty, but I'm feeling better, like, even though like, you know, the time is getting closer, which is different. And I almost feel myself at times like wondering when it's going to hurt. Like, okay, when is it going to hurt? Like, is it going to be the day that I've got to like say goodbye to the dogs? That's going to suck. I'm not even going to pretend like that's not going to suck. But like, I'll be able to look back fondly on my dogs and seeing them running through the rice paddies, having the freaking time of their lives. Like, that's okay. They're going to be living happy lives out here, and they're going to forget about me, and it's going to be fine, and they're going to find other people that they love people they already love here. You know, but, like, that's what my mind is reaching for every once in a while. Like, when is it going to hurt? When's it going to hurt? Doesn't hurt yet. But, like, every once in a while, like I said, I'm sitting out there. I always love going and sitting outside in the early morning and around sunset on my terrace. It's just, like, so quiet. Like, that's the best time, is, like, when it gets quiet and you can, like, hear all the bugs. And, like, right now it's dusk and I've been away from the window, but, like, you can probably hear, like, all the crickies. I can see lightning bugs from my window. Like, this place is magic. It's heaven. Maybe I'm dead. I don't know. Oh, I love it. But every once in a while, I'm sitting out there enjoying the beauty, and I'm like, God, it's really gonna suck leaving here and never being able to come back. And I'm like, chill. No one said we can't come back. We can come back. But again, it's like that old mindset. My mind is like, yeah, maybe we can come back, but it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be really hard to get back. And then, you know, there's a bunch of stories about why that is. And I think that, like, it's okay that my mind is going there right now. I'm not beating up on myself. I'm not trying to, like, make it wrong. It's just, that's my, the normal place where my mind goes, you know? That's the normal place where my mind goes. And that's the normal place that my mind has always gone. And so now it's just the new training ground. I don't want my mind to go there. And so I'm going to choose something else. I'm going to choose to keep reminding myself that that I can come back, and that I can come back and it can be easy. That it doesn't ever have to be hard like it was before. That was just contrast, you know? All of that was just contrast, and I can choose something different now. And I know how to do that. Which is, like, I think the most relieving thing, because I think for the longest time, what was the hardest part of the process was, like, I don't know, I think that my mind needed it to be, I needed to intellectualize it to myself. You know, I needed to be able to explain the process. Like, this is what's happening right now. To myself, like, in the manifestation process, like, this is the part of the phase that we're in right now. Like, right now, it's done. All we have to do is feel this way, think this way about these things. You know, it's like relieving to know that at this point, I never feel like I'm in the dark within the process. I never feel like I'm within the dark of the process. Before, it's like I would accomplish these things, like these crazy things within the world of manifesting. And I'd be like, how the hell did I do that? Like, if somebody asked me how I did that, I wouldn't know. But, like, now I know. Now I know. And, like, that's relieving. That's relieving to know. Like, when I find a thought pattern or something that I'm creating that I don't like, I know what to do. It's not like, fuck, what do I do now? Like, I thought that I was doing this the right way, but I guess not. It's like, I don't think that. That's not where I'm at anymore. And, like, that's the most relieving thing about all of this. Which, like, I don't know, it feels like, even before I knew all that I know now, I was still accomplishing the things on my bucket list, right? I was still accomplishing them, just not in the way that I, like I wasn't getting from A to B the way I wanted to, and that's fine. But now, you just wait. I'm going to give you an update one day soon, and it'll be about the easy way that I got from point A to point B. The easy way. The fun way, the happy way, the satisfying way, the way that I wanted it to go. That's what it's going to be like one day I will update you with that message. Until then, though, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? Thank you, like always, for listening to me ramble on and on and on and on about this. It just, like, feels so good to talk about and to just share with someone who I know gets it. All right, I'm gonna go sit outside and listen to the crickies and pet my street doggies, because I'm sure they're out there by now, getting ready to sleep. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.